The High Court of Australia has agreed to hear a challenge to the Northern Territory's so-called paperless arrest laws. In a national first, the NT police have been given the power to detain for up to 4 hours anyone suspected of committing a minor offence, such as swearing or urinating in public. The Territory Government says the laws are aimed at getting troublemakers off the streets and reducing police paperwork. But critics claim it's a breach of civil liberties and these laws are open to abuse. Cathy Van Extel has more.
3 hours after being detained under the Northern Territory's paperless arrest laws, 59-year-old Kumanjay Langton was found dead on the cell floor of the Darwin Police Watch House. The prominent man from Ewemdamu in Central Australia was in Darwin for medical treatment when he was arrested and detained by police on suspicion of minor alcohol offences. His brother Rex Granitz feels it was unfair to detain Mr Langton in this way because he'd never been in trouble with the police before.
We're not happy about that because they should have some kind of warrant papers out or something like that, because like this is just throwing people in for some things that they haven't done and have always been. He has never been put in one.
Northern Territory Attorney General John Elferink says the death is now the subject of a coronial inquiry.
The gentleman who passed away, and my sympathies go to his family, of course, was nevertheless had a pre-existing medical condition. Whether or not that pre-existing medical condition contributed to his death is a matter for the coroner to determine and not for me to make public comment on.
Eddie Cabillo, the executive officer of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, says a death in custody has a terrible impact on families.
For any family that's waiting on findings for someone in their family who's passed away whilst in custody, it's devastating because one would think that they will be looked after whilst in custody.
You describe this as the most inhumane of deaths.
Yeah, well, again, you're sitting in custody for whatever reason and you're lying on a cold floor and no one's checking to see if you're okay, and basically you've got no one there to assist you, and if you think about it, you're pretty alone, and then, you know, you die in custody and family and friends are at a loss at why you've passed on without being able to see medical or any treatment.
More than 70% of people detained under the paperless arrest laws have been Indigenous. That's reignited concerns about deaths in custody. Eddie Cabillo says key recommendations from the 1991 landmark inquiry are being ignored.
It's been over 20 years since the Royal Commission in Deaths in Custody, and there were a number of recommendations, you know, over 300, which basically advise that such pieces of legislation that lock people up for very minor positions in regards to the law should not go ahead.
On the issue of deaths in custody, Attorney General John Elferink stands by the new laws.
We rely on the police to use their discretion, as every police force requires the police to use their discretion. But can I also say this, is that the public order on our streets is also in the mind of governments of every state jurisdiction.
Mr Elferink is unable or unwilling to reveal how often police have used their discretion in applying the paperless arrest powers since they came into effect in December.
There's been a freedom of information which suggests that in 3 months, 700 people have been detained under these laws.
Mm.
You don't have more up-to-date figures?
Well, long and the short of it is that these laws are designed to make sure that social order is maintained. Whether a person is Indigenous or not is of little interest to me or the Northern Territory Police Force. It is their behaviour. And, of course, there is no finding of guilt in this process.
But Indigenous and legal groups argue the laws effectively give police the power of judge and jury. Whether that's constitutional will be put to the test in the High Court, which has agreed to a hearing of the full bench in September. John Elferink says it's a matter for the High Court to determine.
What this thing is being dressed up as by some of its critics is not what it actually is. And I would urge people not to get drawn into a misunderstanding or a misrepresentation of how this legislation operates. People have been arrested for a long, long time for committing summary offences. What we have done is changed the paperwork structure around those arrests. Nothing else has changed.
The court case is being brought by the Human Rights Law Centre and the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency. Its principal legal officer is Jonathan Hunya.
The regime allows the police to hold people for 4 hours without charge, without the right to apply for bail, without the ordinary right to be taken before a court as soon as possible, where the police have arrested someone using their existing powers for an on-the-spot fine offence. The sort of offences we've seen relate to things like consuming liquor in a prescribed area, disorderly behaviour, offensive language, so those sort of street offences. And the great irony of all of this is that the summary infringement notice regime, the on-the-spot fine regime, was introduced so that those sort of minor offences could be dealt with by an on-the-spot fine and didn't require a lot of paperwork and didn't require arrest.
The Giles government says the laws are aimed at getting troublemakers off the streets and reducing police paperwork. But Jonathan Hunya says there's no less paperwork.
Police are really in the same position at the end of the 4 hours as they were at the beginning of the 4 hours. So when police arrest someone, they can already decide to give them an on-the-spot fine, to take them to court, or to release them without charge. The paperless arrest regime means that they can simply make those same decisions at the end of the 4 hours. So the idea that this is somehow more paperless than the regime before is a nonsense. They can now hold you for a minor offence, and in some cases something a court couldn't send you to jail for, they can hold you for 4 hours.
That's Jonathan Hunya from the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, ending that report by Cathy Van Exstel.